What do you do when it feels like God has disappeared? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Today's Devo is an allegory, which is a story that reveals truth, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. So without further ado, let's dive in. It's called God of Summer by Margaret Bellers. In the summer, she knew God. Basking under burning sunrises, she knew his warmth. Dreaming in fields of wildflowers, she knew his freedom. Walking through forests while sunlight danced around her, she knew his joy. She reveled in her God of summer, who breathed life from his lungs and bled beauty from his veins. But autumn came, and she could not find him. Leaves burned bright as fire, just to curl and shrivel into heaps on the forest floor. Wildflowers blew away like memories in the wind. The grass stopped growing. She walked through colorless fields, brown leaves catching at her ankles as she looked for the God she'd known. When black clouds formed over distant treetops and an icy wind howled, fear filled her. She ran through forests and fields that now felt foreign to her, but she could not outrun the storm. The clouds surrounded her like a trap. Exhausted and shaking, she curled between the roots of a tree as snow fell like blindness around her. "Where are you?" she asked her God of summer. Branches above her cracked and snapped like thunder. She looked up to see the shadow of a huge bird descending toward her through the trees. She cowered, covering her eyes. When nothing happened, she opened them again. A great bird stood before her, staring at her with fathomless black eyes. It opened its beak and cawed into the swirling snow. "God of summer," she said, recognizing his voice, "come to save me from the cold." But as she reached out to him, he shook his head. He hadn't come to carry her away. Winter was coming, and there was no escape. Hopelessness blurred her vision, and she turned away from the great bird. With the last of her strength, she tried to run again, but her foot caught on a root, and she fell. She lay there, staring up at the bare branches reaching endlessly toward the sky and the snow falling around her. But when she turned her head, the great bird stood there, wings outstretched toward her. He looked at her and she at him, till finally she went to him and curled up under the blanket of his wings. The storm howled like wolves as day slowly turned to night, but she stayed safe and warm, wrapped in the arms of her God. When the storm finally ended, she crawled out from under his wings. All around her, the world stood cold and barren, buried beneath piles of snow. And she realized that he had been there for her all along, just waiting for her to call to him. Now, as he cawed into the rising sun, she found she was not afraid anymore. He may not save her from the coming storms, but he could stay with her through them. For her God of summer was the God of winter, too. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Today's allegorical story echoes the heart of Jesus. In Matthew 23, verse 37, he said he longs to gather us beneath his wings as a mother hen protects her chicks. Throughout the Psalms, we find similar verses that all point ahead to Jesus. Because he died and rose again from the grave to save us, we can rest in his promises to be with us through everything and to one day make all things new. Then, fear and suffering will be gone forever. Think back to a season in your life that was difficult for you. What are some ways God showed up for you during a difficult time? Were there any ways he reminded you of his presence, comforted you, or gave you hope? Consider taking some time to thank him for this. As summer fades to winter, what are some changes in your life that you find yourself dreading? How can knowing God will be present during those times help you face them? Even when it feels that God has abandoned you, his word says he will never leave you or forsake you because he loves you. What are some ways you can remember his presence even when you feel isolated or afraid? And who are trusted Christians in your life who can listen to you, pray with you, and point you to Scripture, especially in hard times? As you and I can read in Psalm 91, verse 4, He will cover you with His feathers. He will shelter you with His wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Ruth 2:12, as well as Psalms chapter 46, verse 1, and chapter 57, verse 1, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries, and I know I talked about this yesterday, but I'm going to circle back to it again. Today's Devo was packed with a ton of extra scripture at the bottom of the question section to help you dig deeper into today's allegory. So, to get the full extent of today's Devo, I encourage you to download the Unlocked Devo app from your favorite major play store. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called How Do I Love God? With Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's word in your life.